name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From tonight's first reading, the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. In the church's liturgy, there are two special services held at night that evoke the image of light in darkness. The first, of course, is tonight's midnight mass of Christmas, and the second is the wonderful service of the Easter Vigil on the Saturday night of Easter. That service, the Easter Vigil, is a service of candlelight, beginning with a fire outside the church and a procession of the great candle of Easter into a completely dark church. Eventually, the church becomes a sea of candlelight as each person receives a lighted candle. And so, in that service, the resurrection of Christ is proclaimed in light. By contrast, as you can obviously tell, candles are not held at this midnight mass. Oh, there are lots of candles everywhere, but the theme here is not the same as Easter. What the midnight mass proclaims is the birth of Christ as light in darkness. And in the midst of winter, the images of snow and candles convey the reality of that prophecy from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Sometimes it does seem that our world is a land of deep darkness. And this year has been a dark year for many people and many countries. I just don't mean countless reports of war and civil unrest, or democracy that is denied, or the threat of terrorism which always seems to lurk. Not even the moral decline and violence we see in our cities today. These are surely just signs and symptoms of a deeper darkness. No, it is actually more simple. It's the way people are less inclined to open their arms to others, or the way people treat each other, or speak about those they disagree with or do not like. We have become a much harder society, a less compassionate society. But I'm not sure really if things are any worse this year than previous years. And to be honest, sin has always been around, is always a reality, and evil always is beyond the horizon lurking. This I do know. Christmas brings us back to what really abides in a dark world. For the course of peace on earth and goodwill to men comes to us in a simple way. The birth of a child. Simple like light breaking into the darkness. And so Isaiah's prophecy is the message of midnight mass. And we come to church tonight hoping that light will shine on a world which seems to be dark sometimes, sometimes living in the shadow. Christmas will not immunize us from the problems of the world, but its message gives us hope that those problems do not abide, that there are things greater that do abide. For in Bethlehem, God's love is revealed in that most simplest of ways. And so tonight is a night for hoping and dreaming, as Christians always have. This is that moment when the invisible, eternal God, who created us, becomes flesh, in solidarity with us and with our hopes and our dreams. One example of our hopes and our dreams comes from childhood. And I refer to the book written by C.S. Lewis, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, made into a movie in recent times. In the story, there is a Christmas scene. Santa Claus gives presents to Peter, Susan and Lucy. Peter, the older boy, got a sword and a shield, and on the shield was the red lion symbol, the symbol of Aslan. Susan got a quiver of arrows and an ivory horn, and Lucy got a small dagger and a bottle of liquid. Their Christmas presents were for battle. So C.S. Lewis connects Christmas with the battle of good against evil, so vividly displayed in his novels. Not only were their Christmas gifts to be used in battle, they were given for the benefit of others. Lucy's bottle in particular contained a liquid which could heal any injury or disease. In the climax of this wonderful story, Peter and Susan used their gifts in the battle against evil, while Lucy used her liquid to heal the wounds of those wounded in the battle. The battle was won, and the lion was victorious. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, St. Paul says that we fight against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness. The battle between good and evil. And in fighting that battle, we win, says St. Paul. And that is the promise of Christmas. And that is why tonight brings light into darkness. To doubt that God can bring good from evil and joy from sorrow is to doubt that he made the world in the first place. For Genesis says at the end of creation, God saw all he had made, and it was very good. To doubt that God can bring good from evil and joy from sorrow is also to doubt that God came to this world all those years ago in Bethlehem. In that coming, he could not avoid the pain and evil of the world any more than we can. He did not bring us a liquid to solve the problem. But in Jesus, God identifies with the battle and with our sins, our sorrows, our sadness, our disappointments, our trials. And that same Jesus rose from the dead and triumphs over all this world's darkness forever. And that is why in the life of Jesus, celebrated in the church, the beginning and the end of his life is bathed in candlelight. Coming to midnight Mass tonight is not just an act of hope on our part, an act of hope that there is light in the darkness. It's also our way of connecting to that light, which is Jesus. And in connecting with he who is the light, we also connect with each other. No matter our trials, no matter how weak our faith, Jesus unites us in goodness. And connecting with Jesus tonight is an act of faith, hope and love. For that is what the battle and victory of good over evil depends. And faith, hope and love are truly the secret to light in the darkness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.